96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, November 28th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day, as I have Aaron Greer with me as we do an analysis of the West Grand Bahama and Bimini by-election. Well, we saw that recently that such analysis wasn't done in terms of reconciling what occurred and how it impacts our culture. And I said, Aaron, I want to have a show on this. I want to do an analysis on this to see if what we are doing is good for us. Is it something that we should herald? And what all transpired during this by-election?
And even though we didn't get to the analysis immediately after the by-election, I thought it was good to wait and to see what analysis arises, right?
Yes.
See what arises from each party, how they respond to the victory or to the loss, how the third parties, the independents, how they responded to the loss, to their reception in the community, and then to see what issues are covered and which issues aren't covered. And I think we, in the mainstream media, didn't cover a lot of important issues that arose.
I see the FNM complaining. The chairman of the FNM, Dr. Sam, saying that... What did he say? My mind just went blank. But anyway, here's a newspaper doing his analysis on how the PLP impacted the by-election and saying that money was involved.
Right.
Basically, money was involved.
And a sort of allegation of rough handling of potential voters,
yes,
of the voter pool.
And I see the former, statesman, mm-hmm, Maurice Moore. It's also in the newspaper also suggesting that the government intimidated voters. And we'll bring that also into the conversation. But mm-hmm, before we start the show, on the other side, when we were speaking to Aaron Green on the clock, we were analyzing the PLP and the FNM candidates in particular.
Yeah.
Right? I mentioned that I feel uncomfortable with senior religious figures, persons who have title in a church,
mm-hmm,
running for politics, because I believe you can't have two masters. Either you can be in the church or you could be in politics. I believe that our politics is kind of rough, right? And where even though you might be someone up front and untoward, that because of the nature of how we do politics, how we are guttered in some way, that there is slime, and I don't believe our religious figures need to be involved in this slime.
Pause. To suggest that religious leaders can't be involved
in
politics.
In slime.
Pause. In politics. I'm making a distinction. In politics.
I know our politics have slime inside it.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to have slime inside
it. But it does have slime inside
it. Yeah, but it doesn't have to, and we have the power to change that.
But that's what we're talking about now.
Right.
We enjoy the slime, and now you want to change
it. Maybe they enjoy the slime. I was about to say you enjoy it because of the way that you're promoting it, but that would be unfair.
I understand.
Maybe they enjoy the slime.
Okay.
Maybe they feel that the slime is to their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe some members of the party feel empowered when they're given the task of slinging slime, right? But that doesn't mean that slime is an inherent part of politics.
But let's have this discussion.
Yeah.
Was there gutter politics involved?
Without a doubt.
There was?
Yes, absolutely.
And explain why you think that was gutter politics involved?
Well, because neither party, it seems, spoke to issues, particularly in the PLP campaign.
West Grand Bahama issues?
Without a doubt. In the PLP campaign against the FNM, because it wasn't a campaign for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. That's not what it was. It was a campaign against the FNM. The proponents of the PLP spoke more about the FNM candidate than they did about their plans for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And you see, it's one thing to say, here are some ideas that we have for you. They didn't speak substantively to how they were going to realize those plans. They gave no timelines. They gave no spreadsheets. They just attacked the opponent.
Tomorrow, the new Member of Parliament for West Grand Bahama, Kingsley Smith, will enter the halls of Parliament for the first time.
I thought you were saying he's going to enter the halls of a bank for the first time.
No, I didn't get to there, because I know you want to drop that. The halls of the Honourable Halls of Parliament for the first time, and give his first speech, I assume, first address to Parliament. Let's talk about Kingsley Smith, very loosely, not in detail. Let's talk about his declaration. He is a good gentleman who does not have a bank account.
No, pause.
No, go ahead.
He is at the time of making the declaration, because I'm not sure he had resigned from his position.
No, he didn't resign as yet.
Chief passport officer.
Okay.
He's a senior public servant.
Yes.
The question is, how can you be a senior public servant without a bank account?
Is that a big issue?
It is a big issue.
Why is it a big issue to you, man?
Because
he doesn't have a bank account.
Because every time I hear people talking about it, you can't. In fact, when I came to work here at The Guardian, the first thing they asked me is, do you have a bank account? I said, what if I don't? They say, how are you going to get paid? I know that government workers have to get a bank account. That's how they get paid.
Get
the money
is
put in the bank account.
Get paid in cash.
Which senior public servant you know gets their formal government salary in cash?
He doesn't have a savings account.
Nor did he list a current account on his declaration.
He doesn't have a current account either.
This is what people told me they heard him say. The people have said that he declared out of his own mouth that he does not have a bank account.
Did anyone decide to correct him or to say, hey, I made a mistake? I was in my exuberance. I just said I didn't want to declare that.
That's what I thought initially when I read the declaration. But when I was informed that he said out of his own mouth that he doesn't have a bank account.
Did the people in West Grand Bahama even care?
This is further along in the question chain. The declarations are stamped by JPs, right?
Yes.
Justices of the Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they stamp it? Do they stamp as a verification that the information is true, or is it a verification that the person who provided the information swears that it is true?
That's what it is.
The second, the latter, not the former.
Latter.
That the person who made the declaration swears that it is true.
Mm-hmm.
So, the JP stamped it to verify that that person swore that this is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Does a senior public civil servant, assuming the position of chief passport officer, do they operate in the public system without a bank account?
Well, we later found out that what he declared as his salary, when you look at the government's output of the starting salary is at least $20,000 more than what he actually declared.
He put 38.
38, and the starting was 45.
Yeah, so not quite 20,000.
How much that is?
That's a...
I don't add well.
No, that's about seven.
Seven? Well, 7,000. That's the point.
That might as well be 20,000 to me.
But let's go to the phone call, so.
Yes, sir.
And you have some text, too, you want to read, right?
Yeah, and I want to continue, because...
Yeah, but I have so much other things, because thus said the Lord.
Yeah, but let me say this.
Okay. Let me go to the call.
Okay,
after.
I would like to invite anybody from West Grand Bahama and Bimini to call in and tell me why you voted for a candidate who was a government officer before this election who says that they don't have a bank account.
You don't need a bank account.
And then I want to know, how do you have $200,000 in securities without a bank account?
You just bless. Anyway, let's go to the call. First caller. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neri. And good morning, Aaron Kurtz.
Morning. Sorry for the delay. That was me talking.
No, no problem. I know. I love listening to you all talk.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm kind of confused because, I mean, I know if you go to McDonald's for a job and you don't have a bank account, they tell you get the account sorted out and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, much less a senior government officer. Do you know of any junior government officers that get paid in cash or in check?
No. I mean, I can imagine that some contract workers may get paid by check, but they're getting ready.
You think so? And they're still waiting to be paid?
My question is this a big deal?
Of course.
It's a very big deal. It's a sneaky, in my view, a sneaky big deal, Mr. Neri. Because if you look at it, when time comes to disclose in next 3 years, he can come up with any figure and say he did not want to disclose what he previously owned anyway to the public because he didn't want anybody to target him.
You said next 3 years.
We're
in December, and then by extension, March, they're supposed to declare again.
Because she's thinking about the election. Mm-hmm. She's thinking about the declaration for the purpose of an election. But remember, they stopped publishing even. They wouldn't even publish the summary declaration.
Mm-hmm. Anymore, because when they do come up with a figure, or when you find out what they do own, they can always say, well, I have always owned this. But a senior government officer, I know of junior government officer who have more than just a bank account. They have 2 and 3 bank accounts, some of them. Some of them already got a home, a nice car that values something. And I would say that a senior government, come on, man. They're supposed to, I need to speak to Mr. Pintad because they need to dig up into this. Because there's something extremely fishy about a senior government officer in the passport office at that. Do not have a bank account? Really?
And I appreciate your call. And
thank you,
caller. We're going to the next caller. And you need to speak to Pintad about any pyramid scheme. Let him explain that. But let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, everybody. How are you all doing today?
Good, thank you.
Mr. Nuri, are you living in this country or do you exist?
No, I do not.
Yeah, because you can't be existing because you say that you know of government workers who get paid in cash.
Okay.
Under the FNM, right before the FNM, when I think under the FNM, they put a stop to that. Anybody who works basically in this country, unless you're doing maid work or something like that, or working at a gas station or something like that, that's different. Working for government and you don't have a bank account? Like everyone says, the minute you go and work for government, they tell you go and get a bank account. You go to the bank, you have to open up a bank account. Let's say you open up a bank at another bank, and you go work for that for a particular bank that you don't have your bank account with, they open up a bank account for you where you work so they can deposit your money to that bank, and then you can withdraw it at any bank you want. I don't see where you coming off of this plan to play devil advocate this morning talking nonsense.
You can see he's trying to run my blood pressure up, sir.
I know he's trying to do that.
Yes, sir.
Another thing, too, is politics is not slimy. Okay? You need to stop that. Politics is not slimy. It's the person who plays the game may be slimy. Okay? If me and Aaron and you sitting down playing 21 or a game of cards and you want to cheat, that don't make the game bad. It makes the individual who's cheating bad. So when you come on this radio, you need to sit down and stop being devil advocate, okay? Please. I love listening to you guys, but please, you need to stop it, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Satire's been lost on a lot of people, but that's a big word for all of us. But let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call again once. Call again twice. But let's continue.
Yeah.
The concern you have is that the member of parliament, who is the current member of parliament, does not have a bank account.
No, that's not the concern that I have.
Or are you concerned that he didn't declare what his bank account
My concern is that he got so far in the process after having said that he don't have no bank account. What I want to know is how does the person who has been, well, that we think that Mr. Mitchell intimated, because he didn't say... If you have to be a member of the party to know who he was talking about in that voice note. Mr. Mitchell intimated that Mr. Kingsley Smith is the person who designed the candidate training module for the PLP,
mm-hmm.
right? That all candidates are required to take before they can be selected to run for the party. That Mr. Smith designed that course.
Yes, we're going over that.
Right? So my concern is not that he... doesn't have a bank account. It is, how did he get this far, both in the public service and the political system, all the way into the House of Assembly, having said, I don't have a bank account. He could be the biggest fool in the world. Where are the checks and balances to ensure that fools don't run amok?
So that's your concern, lack of checks and balances.
And the fact that the last time that the declarations in the public disclosure list was gazetted was 2011, and it only covered up to 2008.
It's not going to be gazetted no time soon either.
Are you not concerned, Mr. Newry?
The Bahamas is not concerned. Who am I? Just one person. We have all kind of KCs.
But then it would be two of us.
And senior lawyers.
But there would be two of us to be concerned.
Kermit, play that note. Thus said the Lord. The Lord was evoked.
By whom?
By people who evoked the Lord.
Okay, then.
The Lord was evoked during this election. I want to play the short clip because we had like three or four pastors who the Lord came down and revealed who would be the winner of this by-election. I just want to play this senator. See, I can call a senator because the senator. Anyway, let's play this.
Former senator?
I know she's former or whatever, but senator, I want to see him.
Okay.
There's a countdown. To glory. You understand? That's why all of you are here. Somebody's happy to watch this. The clock is ticking. So I said, Lord, I said, now, I don't believe in the way of feelings. I said, you got to talk to me. I said, because I've been preaching word. I said, well, talk to me. Tell me what's happening. And Wednesday after I preached, and that's when I woke up with a vision of Yeshua. And I came to declare, but that saved the Lord. Somebody say, prophesy. Somebody said, prophesy. I saw the ballots and the counting was coming in. And I saw two parties struggling for second and last place. And those two parties that were struggling for second and last place, they were like 100 and some apart, was the COI and the PFP. And when the winner was called, the winner was so far that even if they were trying to steal it, even if they were trying to work something with it, when you saw your name, Ricardo Grant, you were far out in the victory margin. And the Lord said to tell you, hallelujah, you may be in the race for your battle is his. And I need community holiness and
anger. Thus said the Lord. Someone say prophesy. Now, I am uneasy with religious people, senior religious people involved in our politics. I don't mind you praying on the side and say, well, I have a candidate. But when you get involved in the campaign and then you evoke the spirit of our Lord and say, our Lord said that you can win. I just have a problem with that. I just got a problem with that. But we had like three, four senior pastors. I call them Facebook pastors, social media pastors, who the Lord has revealed the winner. And I want to know, moving forward, is this something that is a part of our politics? But we have one or two callers on, Aaron, and I see you itching to respond.
Okay. It's okay.
But let's get these calls. And you still didn't read my text yet. You know, you put out the text line ready. I have you to read text, too. Go ahead for the first caller there, Kermit. Thus said the Lord. Go ahead, caller.
So the prophet, good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning, Mr. Neary, and good morning, Bahamas Papa. Yeah. So the prophet was wrong. Prophesied.
It's not my place to say the prophet's right or wrong. That's between them and the Lord.
Biden?
That's between them and the Lord.
I am asking you a question. Are you getting smart again? You're turning to be a smarty bun.
He's a smart boy.
I know. But whatsoever they was prophesied, did it come true?
I mean, who's to say? Because from my perspective...
Why ask them? Because I know what they prophesied.
Well, they prophesied, I think in that particular prophecy, they prophesied that Grant would win.
Maybe not Grant? This election. They could have been in the future.
I think that Grant is a winner. Because he's not forcing out
of... Bishop is a winner too, but he just didn't win that race.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying.
Semantics.
Yeah, he just didn't win that race.
Yeah, and perhaps he's a winner because he didn't stoop to the levels...
What you saying about the bank account thing? You're saying we thought he didn't have none or he didn't put it down. Now we find out he do have one because, I mean, and it don't really make... What make him so special? He working for government and don't have a bank account?
Listen,
we do not know. It's tongue in cheek because he did not declare that he has a bank account.
Huh?
And we find it interesting that he went so far in the process.
Are you serious?
And without declaring that he has a bank
really
account.
I don't even know about it when they say Mr. Ingram said something to the rally.
Yeah.
So he couldn't say the man don't even know how to follow the form properly. But tell me something. When you think anytime this week maybe y'all could talk about, I don't know if that's 1,000 or 100 people, what was on it? By the prime minister.
I got a lot of inbox about that saying, where's the list?
Hey, Nuri, I listened to your news right on The Guardian, and I think that was Sean McQueenie talking, former attorney general. Always thought he would have made a nice prime minister from the time I know about him. But it sounds so weird, man, when he say, I mean, I don't know why people, when they come publicly and they say these things and like leave you thinking. I mean, why say it? Yeah, we might be thinking it, but why bring it to our attention and bring it up? he could say the prime minister approached him with his son almost like the opposite. Then he could say out his mouth that the prime minister didn't tell him no one names to put on that list. I just laugh. I say, I guess it's okay because all of these people are behemoths, dead or alive. Y'all keep up the good work.
Thanks very much. And this is something I want to analyze in the future because I got a number of inbox asking me to do a show on it. But let's go to the next caller and then we go to the text after that. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call going once. Okay, let's go to the next one after that. Go ahead, caller. No? Wait, hold on there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? And get the text ready, Aaron. Hello. Go ahead. You're on live.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on live.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Nuri? How you doing?
Blessings to you.
Can you hear me, Mr. Nuri?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you. I'm on Glaston Road. Maybe your signal will reach Glaston Road. But good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
Morning, sir. I'm good, good.
Now, look, I know everybody's still in the politics, even after politics finished, and we're getting ready to go to the general election. So I guess we'll talk about this politics till the general election, because looks like politics is the main thing at the moment. I want to ask this question. And no disrespect to nobody, but Ms. Green, I would really like to get on the hospital situation, because this morning I was informed that the Governor General now, no disrespect to nobody, but we've been talking about building a new central bank, building a new doggone House of Assembly, building a new post office, but we ain't talking yet about building a new hospital. I am trying to find out why every time an elite person with means and money gets sick, they run to Florida. All of our doctors went to the same university and the same thing and graduate higher than most of those damn doctors in America.
I hear you there, Sparky.
I go to the PM, mate.
I hear you there, Sparky. And of course, the Princess Margaret Hospital has some concerns. We know that the government is making overtures now to build a new hospital. We know they are negotiating purchasing land and or land swap or some sort like that in the western Bahamas. And we hopefully that comes soon, right? Sooner than later.
Could we get back to the point at hand?
Go ahead. I just want to read some text.
The MP for West Grand Bahama and Bimini said, ain't got no bank account.
Yes. And he got elected in, despite saying that. It is what it is.
No, it isn't what it is.
Let's see what the text is saying. I see you, Carla. We're going to come to you soon. Let's see. I'm just going to go through some text.
CA, everyone who grew up in Grand Bahama knew Ricky Grant. He's very popular. You're late. That had no bearing on the election.
So you just didn't like him. That's a conclusion. So if everyone knew who he was, and he got voted out 2-1, that means really, as a popular bishop, two churches underneath him, the people in Grand Bahama voted against him.
I mean, that's one reading of it. Another reading of it is that there could have been something else in the environment that compelled them to not
like
vote
what?
For him. Well, I wasn't in West Grand Bahama
so
in Bimini,
let's go by
but
what?
A number of people are saying that, hey, people felt like they were bullied into voting for the PLP. People felt like...
Bully how?
Oh, we're the government of the day.
Yeah.
If you don't vote for us, ain't nothing going to happen anyway.
That's what the elections say. And you vote for who you want to vote for.
Let me read another text, Mr. Nuri, because you seem to think that bully politics is all that exists.
It's part of who we are.
It is not part of who we are.
And this is what all governments we've had in the history of the Bahamas has done. And this is why I want to conclude is this a part of our culture? Is this who we are? Or and like how you have a outlook, that rosy outlook, right? Utopian outlook, right? That this is how our government's supposed to act. And you see that we don't act that way, right? We need to get more realistic. This is who he is. Let's go. Let's hear the caller blinking. Read that next text, man.
For the record, Cecil, I absolutely love your contribution, especially when you interviewed the Black Israelites. Another text, I've been buying securities from 2009, and I was never able to buy any with cash. Always needed a bank account.
Interested. I'm not sure what you're trying to say, but
I'm trying to say anything, Mr. Nuri, but that we have a major, major problem.
You have a problem?
No, we collectively have a problem. The system has collapsed. The political system.
You think our system failed us?
Where are the public declarations? Where are the declarations from 2002?
You would talk again, man. Let's go to the callers, Aaron.
Where are the declarations for 2003?
Let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller.
It's
hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
Good morning, caller.
Mr. Nui.
Yes, sir.
Good day, Aaron. And
good day, sir.
Nui, under the Bahamas. Bully politics is not the culture of the Bahamas, because let me reflect on the election back in 1987 when I was assistant controller in Cat Key, and I organized that the workers get together and bargain with Bahamas Hotel Catering Allied Workers Union for representation. Now, there was enough workers, I got them, but it never followed through.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I was not in favor with the government of the day. George Weish and Mr. Frank Rolle ran in that election. So the conditions there in Cat Key still today, everybody works for straight pay every day to accumulate one day off for every week. And with the laws relative to the Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union, I would like to know why is it still carrying on Cat Key, a very rich key, still today? And I would like to know if Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union represent the workers at Bimini Bay or any hospitality in companies in Bimini itself. So bully politics is not our culture and not the way it is.
Okay, thank you very much, caller. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call going once. Call going twice. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Siri, Nuri, and Aaron Green.
Good morning.
Yes, Ms. Green, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You said that the gentleman said he doesn't have a bank account, or did he say he don't have any money on his bank account?
I was told that he said he don't have a bank account. I saw the declaration. He left those spaces blank.
Well, let me ask you a question. How would you get a credit from the bank if you don't have a bank account?
And you know what, caller? This is why we're making fun of this. All this is tongue-in-cheek saying something is wrong. And this is why Aaron is saying it's a collapse of the system. The idea is you cannot go this far in the system without a bank account. We know that.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is a given,
yeah,
right?
However, the
gentleman...
I think he said he don't have any money on his bank account.
Then, see, that's even impossible also.
Why is it impossible?
Because they closed the bank account when you don't have any money on it,
how
sir?
How will he get paid again?
When I said money, you're talking about... I'm not speaking about $100 or $500. You know, money, when you're a politician, you want to be a politician.
Prior to that moment, he wasn't a politician.
Huh?
Prior to that moment, he wasn't a politician. He's a chief passport officer.
Let me get to one more point I got to make. The statesman and Grand Bahama, Mr. Maurice Moore. So you were telling me in 5.5 years, Maurice Moore didn't visit the constituency of West Grand Bahama and Bimini? Because what he's saying... what the people are saying is absolutely untrue. I was there, okay? I was on the ground. And when they're saying that the PLP bought those people or told those people if they don't vote for them or bully those people, that's a lie from the pits of hell. Because if you guys look at the true story, wasn't it an FNM supporter that got caught with the $50,000?
Let me talk about that.
Pardon me?
Hello? I was going to talk about it, but I just let you finish first.
Yes, sir. Wasn't it also said that the third party was giving away money, allegedly giving away money in West End? I was down there. And this is what the people of West End were saying themselves. When we went on the ground, the first thing they said, y'all brought a bag because those two other parties brought the bag. Okay? So the candidate told them straight away, what bag? I don't have no bag. I'm going on my word.
Let me investigate that, sir. Thank you very much.
Here's what the point is that, like you say, it's about the system. How do you get this far in a system without a bank account? And if you do have a bank account, why didn't you declare what was in it?
The gentleman mentioned senior politician, statesman. In this election, we had the I saw the Governor General, former Governor General campaigning. I'm sure I saw the former Prime Minister in the FNM campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
I saw
C.A. Smith was campaigning?
I'm sure I saw him.
Right.
Yeah. And then Hubert Ingram was campaigning.
Right, and then we have Maurice Moore participating in the discourse.
And I'm saying that when you transition to a particular point in life, where you now move from a politician to a statesman,
mm-hmm.
right? You shouldn't be campaigning anymore, right? Because now, when Hubert Ingram speaks, I assume he speaks for the betterment of the country, be it if it's his party in house or his party out of house. Now, when he speaks, he says, no, this is not good for the country.
Mm-hmm.
When I see Perry Christie was also involved inside the election. I said, when you become a senior statesman, allowed is a strong word. I'm not meaning allowed, right?
I mean allowed.
Okay. You shouldn't be allowed to fall short and get into the ruckamo.
Forget that aspect of politics. Once you've been elevated to the level of national statesperson, right, you should no longer engage in politics. You no longer belong to the party. You belong to the people. Hubert Ingram doesn't belong to the FNM anymore. I want to say he's supposed to belong to us. I hope he don't belong to the U.S. either. Mm. But the point is, you belong to us. You don't belong to the red shirts.
Mind you, they could both do commentary on their party itself, but not on a national platform of how it influences the governance of the Bahamas.
Right. So let's do a juxtaposition. I see we get callers. A juxtaposition. Marguerite Pindling walks onto the convention floor with Robin Lines,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that crossing the line? I don't think it is, but I could declare my bias, right? I see Marguerite Pindling as holding Robin's hand, not as a party political matter, but as a national political, like, I will stand with a woman who I think is being attacked,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think that sort of took it out of the realm of that party politic. But was she inappropriate as a former governor general endorsing a particular political candidate within the party?
Let's go to the calls again. Let's talk money. How much money do you think was spent? Did the PLP outspend the FNM? When Mr. Ingram said, y'all shouldn't run, leave that alone, right? They have the bag. They have the money. They are the government in power. That's my words now.
Yeah, right? Because this whole, they have the, which bag, sir? Is it my bag?
I'm not
sure.
Is
it the one I put my little...
It's not the public purse.
Georgie Bundle.
Just the money. Just money. They have access to the money. But let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good day. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I think what he meant when he said the bag is they have access to borrow money from the World Bank and I have the World Trade Bank and all of those banks. But I want to say something, and I want you to, you guys, the host, to listen to me carefully. That most of these people and these parties, people are voting in their personal interest, and that's the American way, and we have adopted it. What is in your personal interest and your best interest, right? These systems that we're still operating under, they're failing in England. They haven't voted in a party or a prime minister in, like, how long. America, the interior of the nation is, like, deteriorating. Everyone, they're lying to each other, selling each other out. And, I mean, just committing mass murder to sustain power. And I see as we continue to follow these systems, that are failing. We following failing systems. We being educated by systems where the educating systems in those countries failing. We're doing no research. The by-election is over. The only redress most Bahamians have now is talk shows.
mm-hmm.
It's like, what are we really doing, and what are we really talking about today? It's just funny to me. But y'all have a nice day.
Thank you very much, caller.
For a second, call, I thought you was critiquing the political system itself. It turned out like me feel like you critiquing us about this discourse. The question is there sufficient political analysis in the public domain for Bahamians to make sense of what's happening around them and to them? We only hope to expand the public critique that's available. We want to make this critique. The question, how do you rise so quickly in a, so far in a system without a bank account? A. Second question, B. How do you so easily fill out a declaration form for a by-election to the House of Assembly and don't feel no need to fill in that information? Who are you providing that information to? Why are you not making it public when the whole process demands that it, the whole process is because the information must be public? When will we get answers? And what do we expect to find in the conversation? Because you must have had a bank account. So what is not in it anymore? What was in it?
Are we getting ready
to you have a bank account yet?
Are we ready to go?
And why is it that nobody in the political system, in the government, in the Public Disclosures Commission has raised the alarm?
It is what it is, Aaron. I hear you with your utopian outlook.
No, it's not a utopian outlook, sir. The only problem here is that I don't have enough money to sit and wait in the court system to use the mechanisms available to ordinary people to make sense of the nonsense.
Then why complain? Earlier, we had critique from the caller who said that we don't bully in our politics. I've seen bullying in all our politics. I mean, it's part of what we do. Right? You might say, I don't like it. But every election we see, we have bullying.
No, right? But I didn't say that we don't have bullying. What I'm saying is that bullying is not an inherent part of politics.
If it's habitual, then it has to be inherent.
No, what this conversation is an indicator of is that we're not selecting the right people to govern us.
I agree with that, but let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Morning.
Congratulations to the AFC once again.
Hold on, you calling here to congratulate Kingsley Smith?
No, I just want to say in my point, Aaron.
Hold on, but Pumpkin Eater, we're having a conversation about the candidate for West Grand Bahama winning despite not having a bank account declared on his public declaration. You call that a congratulator?
I'm going to get to that right now.
He wins fair and square. Congratulations to Kingsley Smith.
Right. These are correct. Thanks, Nui. These are questions that the reporter needs to ask when they go to Parliament tomorrow morning.
After the fact,
questions, and because you're could be a reporter, you did your investigation. I never thought about it because when I look at the clearance, I wonder if that's the case. Who lied?
There was no lying. It's just that
they declare him. They declare him what he get. You check the newspaper, I'm starting to be corrected.
What Mr. Nuri is saying is that we can't say that he lied. He's just incompetent.
I say he lied. I say who?
Right. I know. But let's just say that nobody lied, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
The question then is, how do you amass so many incompetent people in one space? We don't have to allege that somebody lied or that any malfeasance took place. The question is then, how do you have so much incompetence in one space that this could have arisen without anybody noticing it or employing the checks and balances available?
Any reporter taking notes when they go to Parliament tomorrow morning, they ask that question, and my good MP would answer that for you. Have a good day.
Aaron, before the by-election.
Yeah.
We did an analysis on the
declarations. Yeah.
We indicated that why is this space empty?
Right.
From long time. We even made reference to the computer, the Macintosh computer, and the ownership
declared. Yeah.
And the ownership of these cars and with the amount of money beforehand.
Yeah.
So, who were paying attention or wanted to be aware was aware. At least particularly the people of West Grand Bahama, just didn't care. They did not care. And I want to have an analysis on, is this who we are?
See,
does these things which you pushing forward matter?
It
does not matter.
I don't have any brief with the West Grand Bahama and Bimini people. They are obviously suffering from Stockholm syndrome.
Oh, man, they vote for the best candidate.
No, they are obviously people who are in survival mode. I'm not concerned about them. I'm not going to ask them. Well, I did ask, but I'm not worried about the answer why you voted for that candidate after seeing his declaration form. My question is, I want to hear from members of the party that encourage people to vote for him after seeing the declaration form. That's see, because when desperate people do desperate things, I want to know why people who are not desperate because they're getting good paychecks could get out on the road and encourage people to do that.
Let's go to some more callers. Do you have any more text there, Aaron?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Patricia, pass the caller for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good day. How are you doing again?
Doing well.
Aaron, yes, something that your co-host is saying or your partner is saying, and it's the truth. I've been watching Westerns now for the last 2 months. And basically every Western movie that I watch, it is they don't want the truth. All they want to do is go hang the film. They don't want to try it. They say, let's go hang him, let's go hang him. And I see that happening in our country with us. We don't want the truth. We don't want better. We want things to stay just the way they are. And like he says, it's a little slime in there, and we don't want to get rid of the slime. We need to get rid of the slime. But we don't want to. We just like it the way it is, and be contented with the way it is. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, more than just contented. We see that this is norm and not even identifying that there is a problem, right? I mentioned that our politics is a bullying type politics, and they said no, it's not a bullying type politics, but every day we see it. We see it in the House Assembly. We see it in the voice notes of the chairman of the PLP, right? I enjoy it. I sit back and laugh and say, go ahead there, chairman, right? But this is who we are. Right?
When it's politics, yeah, it's fine, right?
It's politics we're talking about, though.
But think about this. Bullying happens and psychological violence happens in all sorts of ways. When my Minister of National Security gets up and says, oh, no, but we know seven-year-olds could consent to sex. And then when people get up in the public and question how statutory rape became unlawful sexual intercourse, and all of the stakeholders within the judiciary say, well, you know, these young girls are brazen. That is a violence. That is a bullying.
Okay. Yeah, you're going off topic. But now I want to mention, right, again, before we go to this next caller, what happens now to the good bishop, right? Does he go back to church or everything as usual? What about his divorce record that came to the fore, right? Where they talk about what all transpired for his two other relationships. Can I now sit back and ignore that now that it's part of mainstream media? Or should that was even being brought up? Did the handlers in the Progressive Party say, hey, that have nothing to do with the campaign? But it became part of the campaign. What I call the gutter politics, where people said, no, we don't do gutter politics. But I see it, right? We even see it in terms of the when there was rivaling inside the championship race, right? This tinktish type thing. And I'm trying to say that perhaps decent people, I'm moving from Christian now, decent people shouldn't get involved in politics because our culture dictates that we can get gutter, right?
No, we reject that. We reject that entirely.
So you just come there and then if you get gut, it is what it is.
No, you shift it. See, no volunteer, nobody step into my face telling me that they can lead my country can with that very same face look at me and say, I could lead your country and you to prosperity, but there's nothing I could do to remove the gutter from the politics.
That's why we vote for them. And we voted for them 2-1. Because
people,
we like it.
People get the governments, like gods, people get the governments they deserve. That's why I govern myself.
Callers, I see you. Hold on, we're going to take a short break now. But I see you, callers, and we're going to let you come on as soon as we come back. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Every day, countless Bahamians fall asleep hungry. But by working together, we can change this.
AML has committed $20,000 to provide nutritious meals for those in need during the holiday season.
As the holidays approach, help spread love and hope by supporting AML's 8th annual Feed 5,000 program.
Donate today at any Solomon's, Fresh Market, Crossright, Exuma Market, and Domino's Pizza.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day.
What? Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance, and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes. For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have some texts. I'm looking at the phone. All the persons I'm hanging up, but you can call back right now. We just do an analysis on the by-election, post-election, a number of persons having at least their opinions on it. I see the chairman of the FNM saying that money was involved. During the by-election, they arrested one boy. They arrested one boy who was wearing an FNM cap. I'm not saying he's FNM. He could be in a plant. But he was wearing an FNM cap and say he get the money. He shouted out on this video, said, man, I get $50,000. And more like it's before the courts. So I ain't going to go in detail about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to shift now and go talk about the leader of the FNM, who claimed that the PLP is outspending them. The PLP is attempting to buy the election. That the PLP is the bad guy when we see that he was fixing up, what do you call the place? The park. We see that other people was paying for grocery. So money is involved in our politics. It's a part of it. And we, as decent people, you can spend my money. I still have the vote for you. Right? I just want... Now, mind you, I get critique before. I remember I got a text from senior people. You can't be condoning people collecting money.
Yeah, you can't. You can't condone it, but the political parties could continue to create the environment in which people expect it.
That's part of our culture.
No,
it's not part of our culture. It's foreign that they don't want the park get fixed.
No, it's becoming.
They don't want to get the airport get announced during the same time. No, yeah. It's a coincidence. They want to get their road paved?
They do. They've always wanted to get the road paved.
And they get paved during the election.
Is it paved already?
No.
They promised to pave it during the election, which is different from actually paving it during the election.
Contract gets signed.
Plenty of contracts have been signed around here. That don't mean anything.
You don't think they're going to get
it? I mean, plenty of ground has been broken.
You're talking about Canada and the airport again, right?
We're still trying to figure out where central bank's going to be.
The central bank canceled. That's going to be the House Assembly. That got canceled. You wasn't paying attention.
We still haven't figured out where the central bank is going to be. We know it ain't going to be there.
It's going to stay right where it is. That finish with. I'd be paying attention. But no one analyzing things. We just accept things.
Oh, no. I'm paying attention.
It's going to stay right where that same billion is going to be at.
So what happened to all of the money that's been spent?
Yeah, it's spent. I didn't move on. It done spent.
And we don't have public disclosures, so we couldn't use a public declaration as a tool in our investigation as to where the money went.
The money then spent. The people, the human people don't care. If they care, they're going to be up in arms.
I think the Bahamian people do care, but they've been overwhelmed by wonky and disingenuous political narratives.
We ain't overwhelmed. We just don't care.
Mr. Nuri.
What?
This is a really, really weird politic I'm getting from you today.
I'm just saying that you live in a utopian society where you think you care.
I'm saying that you are perpetuating a narrative that has been informed by the political culture.
I'm a realist.
You are just repeating what the politicians want people to believe is true.
But it is true.
It isn't true. It is not the truth.
This is Christmas. I expect one or two of those politicians to do some ham and turkey, just like how they do for Thanksgiving. This is what we want. We want ham and turkey.
Just because we want ham and turkey doesn't mean that we're corrupt inherently.
You die in corruption if you want the ham and turkey.
Let me read some text. So this guy worked for the passport office in position and doesn't have any money. This says it all. He can't control money. So that says it all, West Grand Bahama. Another text. Your pay goes automatically into your account. No exceptions. You have to have a bank account as a civil servant as they transfer you your pay to it each month. Another text. The texter says he lied on the form. Simple. The Bahamas is not a real place. Another text says, I understood the central bank is going on Frank Watson Boulevard. Maybe at the beautiful intersection, Frank Watson Boulevard and CI 1622. It's a beautiful, beautiful intersection. That's the text for right now, Mr. Nuri. It's 11:57.
So let's do some conclusion and wrap it up, right?
Okay.
We have one more call. Let's see if I can squeeze that caller in for the benefit. Because it's a calling talk show.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Caller,
how y'all doing?
Doing well.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Listen, I just want you all to know that the PLP has always been the party that has made some of its people millionaires. And what they do is they come back and they contribute to the party. If you go into the Ministry of Work and you look at the record, there's a lot of PLPs that has job all the time when the PLP is in. And some of them even have job when the PLP is not in. Why? Because some of the people in charge of the Ministry of Works are PLP, and they make sure
caller,
that their people
I gotta stop
get
you right
a
there.
Lot of contracts.
Because you trying to diminish the Progressive Liberal Party has been corrupt. And I don't know if I can tolerate saying stuff unless you have some example.
Well, my critique is it unfair to lay that only on that particular party? Is that not...
It's a nature of... See, to go right back
no,
to
no,
what
not
I said.
You say
it's a nature of us.
No, it is the current political culture.
It's that the only
that is
political
being,
culture
that is
we have.
Being perpetuated by a minority of Bahamians.
By the majority of those in
to sustain an environment where they can win...
It's our only environment.
...with mediocrity.
But we are maybe mediocre people. No?
Not at all, sir.
So this isn't by design?
It may be by design. In fact, it probably is by design, which proves my point that we are not mediocre people. We are people who are forced to exist and operate in a mediocre system run by mediocre managers who dumb everything down in the hope that they look like they're successful. And we could do better.
Anyway, it's 11:59. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri as we did an analysis on the by-election. I may have to continue this conversation tomorrow. Anyway, it's a beautiful day. Say, Nuri, we don't care.
No,
they are wasting our
blood. That's not what it said.
That's what text said. I agree with you, Dexter. Have a wonderful day.